This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brandt. It's Friday, and that means time for our roundup of what critics are saying about this weekend's new movies. Here's Ben Williams of Slate Magazine with this week's summary judgment.
There's only one wide release this week, the romantic comedy 50 First Dates. It stars Adam Sandler as a man forced to woo the same woman, Drew Barrymore, over and over again because she has amnesia.
You meet her, hang out, flirt, no commitment, nobody gets hurt.
She's got brain damage, you psycho.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Could Adam Sandler actually be maturing? He's still playing a man boy, says the Charlotte Observer, but the emphasis is slowly shifting from the latter to the former. The Dallas Observer laments that conversations about walrus penis size initially prevail in 50 First Dates. But once Barrymore shows up, the forces of coarseness and idiocy surrender before her bright, soft smile and sly good humor, claims the New York Times. The two stars have a goo-goo chemistry that's hard to resist, according to Entertainment Weekly. LA Weekly isn't swayed, however. It says the film oscillates gracelessly between the coarse and the merely saccharine. The other major new movie of the week is actually on cable. HBO's latest special is Iron-Jawed Angels, a history of early 20th century American feminism, starring Hilary Swank and Angelica Houston.
The new suffragist is single, young, independent,
educated,
and very beautiful.
She's you.
On a horse.
A cowgirl.
A warrior.
The New York Times thinks a more appropriate title for Iron-Jawed Angels might have been Legally Blonde 3, The Suffragette Years. The filmmakers try so hard to make their heroines likable in conventional Hollywood ways that they squander the chance to explore their unconventional heroism, says the Times. With its quick cuts, montage effects, and contemporary rock music, the film is shot as if it were a music video, laments DC's Metro Weekly. All that's missing, snipes the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is the moment where they rip off the silk and muslin to reveal t-shirts that say, "Girls Rule."
Slate's Ben Williams with this week's summary judgment.